We're in the middle of the first wave of the Internet of Things, revolutionizing the way we interact with our homes. The next wave? I'm Troy Duran, and this is CarTech. You may have heard the phrase, the Internet of Things, but wondered what that means. Or maybe you already bought your Amazon Echo or Google Home, and you're getting an idea now of how adding technology to some everyday household appliances can enhance our lives. For example, I just bought a new sprinkler controller for my house that I can control using my phone. It also adjusts my watering schedule according to the weather because it's tied into the local weather station. It will shut the sprinklers off when it rains. It'll add watering time during the driest parts of the month, which is pretty cool. With that in mind, I began to think about the ramifications of the Internet of Things to our cars, and it's pretty amazing what we have to look forward to in the not-too-distant future. The IBM Institute for Business Value interviewed 175 auto industry executives from around the world, and they asked them to identify the most disruptive trends they expect to affect the industry by 2025. Now, overwhelmingly, technology progress was listed as the biggest disruptor, and that goes hand in hand with consumer-driven change, which is not surprising, of course, as car owners are beginning to understand and expect more interaction and accommodation of our lifestyle in our beloved cars. So without further ado, here are some of the ways technology could affect our relationship with the car as the world evolves to incorporate autos into the Internet of Things. The word of the day is connectivity. Now, you're probably familiar to an extent about the connectivity of cars because most offer Bluetooth syncing with your phone. So you're driving along, you can push the button on the steering wheel and say, call Julie, and then your phone will take it from there. Well, with the Internet of Things, you can expect a whole new level of connectedness. For example, let's say that you drank the last of the milk with your cereal. So on the way out the door, you tapped out milk on your fridge door's touchpad, which updated your online grocery and to-do list. So on your way home, your connected car sees the grocery store with the best price a mile up the road, and it says, don't forget, you need milk. And by the way, according to your Facebook feed, your Uncle Morty turns 75 on Thursday. Want me to add a birthday card to the list? Well, that's pretty cool. Your car is connected and monitoring your social interactions so that you can stay on top of your life. But your car itself is also going to be more social. See, the Internet of Things allows your car its own online digital persona. So for this next part, it helps to imagine your car like a person. And many of us already do, right? So while you and I have Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and LinkedIn to interact with our family, company, customers, friends, and colleagues, respectively, imagine your car uploading a selfie that says, Cancun, baby. Woohoo! Dropping the fam off at the airport. Looking forward to one sweet week of downtime at the park and ride. Yes, my car is a surfer dude named Chad. Meanwhile, your insurance company is monitoring and they say, hey, while you're sitting there, we can take care of that rock chip you filed a claim for in your windshield if you want. Or maybe you're getting close to your next oil change. Your connected car can proactively start looking around for oil change specials around you. If your tire pressure is low, maybe your car can post a quick status saying, hey, where's the closest gas station with an air pump? All the gas stations that are close by can offer air and two-for-one Pringles cans if you want. Now, of course, that's all very convenient, but just like the regular internet, the Internet of Things allows for leveraging technology to enhance or even save lives. Let's say that you're driving toward an intersection. Well, those lights have cameras and sensors, and they detect a car moving fast from the other direction. It doesn't look like it's going to stop, so it sends your car a warning 1,000 feet before you even see it. These are all technologies that are available today, and the auto technology is scrambling to be the first to take advantage of them and help you make the most of your car ownership experience. For CarTech, I am Troy Duran on Radio Daddy-O.